We're finishing up the week in Myrtle Beach. It's the Fred Nats On Deck pregame show here on a Sunday night at Pelicans Ballpark. Eric Bach joined by the manager of the Fredericksburg Nationals as the Fred Nats go for a series split today. Jake Lowry, Skip, how's Myrtle been treating you so far?
Good, man. Lots of sun, a lot of night games, but it's been good. It's been good. It's gone a little bit faster than I thought, so I've enjoyed it.
For us this week, I think, you know, you said this a couple weeks ago, and I think it's true that offense comes and goes, but I think it says a lot about where we are right now as a team, in that after Tuesday, really the offense has been pretty quiet here this entire week, but we have a chance to split today with a team that has one of the best records in the league. I think that says a lot about where we are in the development of this pitching staff.
No, absolutely. I mean, our pitchers have done a really good job, and we're facing a pretty good staff. I mean, if you look at their numbers, you know, they're in the top three in the league in most all their categories. They got some guys that come out of the pen that throw really hard. They got some good starting pitching. So for us to be within a run or within two runs here and there, like you said, against one of the better teams in the league, a first-place team, it shows something about our pen keeping us in it and our starting pitchers.
Overall, starting pitching has been great this week. It'll be Brad Lord's second start of the week tonight. Obviously, after the promotion of Jake Bennett and a couple injuries in the bullpen, it's been kind of a revolving door as far as who that fifth or sixth starter is going to be. But Lord gets the second start of the week this week. And I think on Tuesday, he gave us a great chance to win, and I'm sure you're hoping for more of the same today.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you just want to avoid that big inning where the pitch count gets up a little bit. But, you know, second time through the week with the, you know, facing a similar lineup again, you know, hopefully he, you know, makes some adjustments here and there, and we'll be able to, you know, squeeze four out of him.
And Riley Cornelio last night got off a really rocky start, but then really settled in. Nobody scored in the baseball game after the first inning, but given the way that he has started a couple games this season, I think that that was a big progress for him to be able to get over the hump in that first inning and then give you five solid innings.
Yeah, that's the thing, you know, with him, it just seems like it's, you know, every time he starts, it's the first inning is just his kind of like kryptonite. But, you know, for him to just throw up four zeros after that and kind of cruise and get into his groove, you know, really shows a lot about him and being able to escape that first inning because, you know, for us and as a staff, you know, it saves the bullpen, gives us a chance. But for him, that first inning seems to be his kryptonite. But, you know, to escape out of that with just, you know, obviously with three runs is better than not getting out of it at all.
Kevin Rodriguez has been so good out of the bullpen. He's given up two earned runs since April 15th. I feel like he's really flying under the radar as far as he had that one bad outing in Fayetteville, and it's been so good ever since then. What do you think has been the key to his success?
Throwing his breaking ball for strikes, throwing it with two strikes, 3-2, you know, just being able to locate his off speed, you know, his curveball is kind of like his pitch, you know, his velocity isn't, you know, it's not going to surprise you or go something off the crazy deep end with, you know, how fast he throws, but, you know, with him throwing his off speed for strikes, especially his breaking ball in any count, you know, 0-0, 3-2, 2-0, it gives us a chance, and he's been getting some pretty ugly swing and misses on him, which has been really good.
No doubt. Another good offensive week for Dalen Lyle. Overall, the team with runners in scoring position offensively these past few days has not been great. Dalen's been good. As a manager, are you looking to somebody who is going to lead the guys that aren't going, or is it just kind of a thing where you need a ball to drop and then everything's good?
Yeah, I think it's the latter. I think you just need a ball to drop. I mean, if you've been here, obviously you've seen guys getting just smoking balls right at people. Even in our wins, you know, we had a lot of loud outs, Bossier, Sammy Infante, you know, guys hitting balls right at people. You know, you just need one of those balls to drop, maybe, you know, give us two runs instead of no runs. But like you said, you know, runners in scoring position, it's going to come and go, but we haven't really been doing, you know, as good as execution job. Like last night, you know, read my report, we had the leadoff batter on, you know, multiple, probably like six or seven out of the nine innings, and we weren't really able to move them over or move them up or double play erase something. So, you know, for us just to get that, maybe get that big hit or get that bloop hit to just kind of keep the other guys rolling, you know, we'll just keep passing baton and hopefully today, you know, turns it around.
Finishing up week one of this two-week road trip today as we talk with Jake Lowry here on the Fred Nats On Deck pregame show. I think we've reached the dog days now of, you know, it's hot, it's June, we're almost to the halfway point of the season, we've got another week to go on the road. Is there anything that you think you need to do as a manager or as a staff to keep the guys focused and grinding through it every day?
Well, you kind of monitor their workload, you know, whether we, you know, hitting the cage on the field or, you know, vice versa, if we just do one or the other. You know, maybe let the pitchers not shag one day if we're just hitting on the field. Just kind of giving these guys a little breather. Like you said, it's hot. We're playing night games. You know, we're on the road. You know, you just want to keep these guys focused. And, you know, the main point is the game. So we want these guys ready for the game. So, you know, whatever that is, if we don't take defense one day or we do a full day and then the next day we back off a little bit, you know, just keeping these guys loose, keeping them together. You know, a lot can happen on the road as far as moves or, you know, things like that. So, you know, obviously we're getting in the locker room a little bit later just because we're on the road. So, you know, for us, it's just monitoring that workload and let these guys play. And we know that the All-Star break is in the future.
Last one for you. Father's Day today. I know that Flip Phone is as plugged in to the Fred Nats and to your managerial career as possible. But it's been a family kind of vacation type for you. I know, obviously, you're working, but your wife and kids are here in Myrtle Beach. It's got to mean a lot to you to have them with you on Father's Day today.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, having them down here for a week, they enjoy being on the road, and you know, they're really good about getting. You know, we're in a hotel. We've kind of lived this baseball life for, you know, obviously over half of my life with my wife and I. So the kids are really good about it. They, you know, we use the game as, you know, for some, for them, their entertainment, you know, checking out the, you know, the mascots and all the things that the ballparks have to offer. So no, it means a lot for them to be in the stands, and, you know, I'll wear my baby blue socks tonight, my baby blue belt, just to, you know, represent all the fathers out there. And, you know, I'm enjoying it.
It's going to be sad when TJ and Kiwi can't see the baby shark anymore. Jake Lowry here on the Fred Nats On Deck pregame show. 6:35 tonight, the finale in Myrtle. Freddie's going for the split. Thanks, Skip.
Thanks, Eric. Go Freddie's. Let's go.